It is almost 9 minutes after 12 o'clock, and it is my great pleasure to welcome to the studio a gentleman who we were introduced to by Johnny and the Pledge Takers. And he's going to be playing tonight at Spirited Goat here in Yellow Springs. Show gets underway at 7, did we say, Johnny? Yes. And it's just a real pleasure to welcome you to the studio. Welcome, Joe Crow.
Thank you. I am Joe Crow Ryan, and I come to Yellow Springs from Brooklyn by way of Reading and Staten Island. I like to start my act with this number, so I'm just going to start with this number. This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still this note. Now, this second one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you, unavoidable consequence of you, consequence of you. There are so many people who could talk and talk and talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I have gone through all the scale I know, and in the end it's come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to this first note as I must come back to you. I will pour into this one note all the love I have for you. All the folk who want the whole show, re, mi, fa, so, la, si, do, they will find themselves a no-show. Better play the notes you know. Better play the notes you know. Better play the notes you know.
Joe Crow Live on 91.3 WYSO. So I was finding out a little bit about you, and in the course of that, I did find out, didn't get to watch, but that there's a documentary. Somebody did a...
Yeah, one of my Subway fans, Christian Jones of Vice.com, he's a producer with them. He saw a newspaper story, well, the Gawker. It was actually in the newspapers in the New York Times, and he saw my name mentioned regarding warrant executions. The New York Police Department decided to execute a warrant on me. I used to drink alcohol, and I stopped in September 2007. But in the late spring and summer of 2007, I was found to have open containers in the streets of New York. And I was given tickets to go to court, and the ticket said 9 p.m., and I went to the court, and they said, oh, no, we close at 6. So I said, oh, well, they were probably just pranking me, you know, because they have to give out citations, and they just left at 9 p.m. And so I left that alone for years and years and years.
Oh,
and then
see.
In February of 2012, my roommate was arrested at a squat party. Some friends of his who were apparently Occupy Wall Street muckamucks.
Oh.
They were having a party, drinking whiskey, and the police came and broke it up, and it devolved into a riot. And so they were all arrested. And then the DA said, no, we can't arrest these people for riot and all this kind of stuff. They had disorderly conduct, so they got the pleas down. But now we come to April 30th, and all the six people who had been arrested, their buildings were chosen for executing warrants. So they came in and arrested me, but they wanted just to see my roommate at home and ask him a couple of questions, casual questions.
But you got caught in the, what do they call that?
Like,
the dragnet.
Like, yeah, kind of like a collateral damage.
Mm.
And I rode around in a Kia minivan for 3 hours in handcuffs. Well, they put the story in Gawker, and Christian Jones recognized my name.
And the reason why, I mean, Gawker, because you were somewhat of a known person to play on the streets.
I am. Well, in the subways. I've been playing in the subways since 2005, and it's been my sole source of not much income, but income nonetheless.
Sure.
Since 2007. And so he knew me from the subway, and he contacted my record company, and made a little documentary about me. They filmed for over 7 hours and compacted it down to 18 minutes.
And if someone were looking for that, where could we point a browser?
Vice.com.
Vice.com.
Yeah. Joe Crow Ryan. If you go to Vice.com,
okay,
and type in Joe Crow Ryan, it will come up. If you Google Joe Crow Ryan, Vice.com, it might come up on that.
By chance, have you written any songs about that experience?
I have one. It's about a. It's about 6 minutes long. You got a couple of minutes?
We have that
okay.
many. It's Joe Crow Live on 91.3 WYSO.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better place awaiting in Bed-Stuy, Lord, in Bed-Stuy. I'd been sleeping on my platform bed. It was April 30th when there came this rude occurrence, scared my friends most half to death. It was early, it was morning, it was about a 6:30, when at once we were awakened by a squad of warrant dicks. I'd been sleeping since 5:30, hoped to sleep in really late, when some guy says, are you Joseph? I sat bolt upright and said, what the fuck are you doing in my bedroom? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? That's the only time that shows up. It's based on a true story, and I don't use that word in my normal intercourse in daily life.
I removed it from so the listeners won't
okay.
hear. You go ahead.
They were kind, they let me pee, drink water, roll and smoke a little cigarette. They cuffed me behind in metal bracelets. We took a ride hard to forget. Now the backseat of a Kia minivan is no place for a grown-up man to be. We rode Brooklyn for 3 hours until the judge said, set Joe Crow free. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better place awaiting in Bed-Stuy, Lord, in Bed-Stuy. Now, the New York Times and the Gawker wrote the story read by all my friends. They got pissed off and they trust me, mustn't Ray Kelly make amends? Now when Commissioner Raymond Kelly takes a notion to surveil one of your friends, that means spy on him, after 5 years you are likely to be used for his foul end. So I told them, don't hold grudges, just let go as I have done. 'Cause if I fixate on old Ray Kelly, I will not have any fun. Oh, will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better place awaiting in Bed-Stuy, Lord, in Bed-Stuy.
Joe Thank Crow, you. Live on 91.3 WYSO. You're Thank welcome. You. I haven't been so scared by a live guest in a while.
You know what? It's funny. I co-host an open stage in Bushwick, Brooklyn, and L Magazine, which is a Brooklyn thing along the L line, they called Bushwick the scariest place in New York City. And the scariest place in Bushwick is our open mic, the Tuesday Teacup. And I never thought of myself as scary, but
I kind of tease. It's just that,
do you?
Although I myself not a prude, they're just certain.
Oh, I know, alarming.
So
I was thinking
adrenaline
like,
is just coursing.
When I'm playing someplace where I know there are kids, I go
right.
I said, "What the beep are you doing in my bedroom?" And so here I am singing a song and saying, "Do we beep this?
Yeah.
Or do we just keep singing it?" And I said, "Well, you know, it's public radio.
Kids are in school." Yeah. Well, still FCC will come after us.
And
so
again,
that's
I don't use that in my general.
Well, we caught it. Luckily, I have a little buffer, so I was able to capture it. We all in the room here.
I thought that too.
It, but,
I remember the 7 second delay is legendary.
Right. So you have that much time to, it's like a little bit of time travel. So we're fine.
You're
live on stage tonight, and you can bring the kids. It'd be a nice show there. And you're traveling light today. You've got a banjo with you, but I heard you do some ukulele work as well.
I also play ukulele in the subway mostly. In fact, this banjo, you can't see from home, but it only has 4 strings on it.
I thought you're missing a peg winder on
there.
Well,
I don't miss it at all. So a friend gave me a 5-string banjo. Because it's louder than a ukulele.
Yeah.
And I was starting to play it, and it didn't know any of my songs. So I retuned it so it behaves like a baritone ukulele, but it sounds like a banjo.
But it cuts through a little bit with a lot of ambient noise when you're playing on the street.
Definitely, yeah.
Did you always busk? And I know you mentioned you had been an actor before, and that then how Johnny and the Pledge Takers met you was at a stop on one of the lines in Portland.
No,
is that
this
right?
Was in Brooklyn.
Oh, was it in Brooklyn? Okay.
Yeah, he was in Brooklyn. Johnny was in Portland too, but he was in Brooklyn then. And
you had sort of nailed down. You were for some period of time the only performer there, and now it's something of a musical stop.
I was. It's like I go there. I used to play 6 nights a week, but I have a couple of above ground gigs now. The open stage.
I love that.
I play at Tiny Cup, which is a cafe in Bed-Stuy. When you come to New York, look up Tiny Cup. I play there every Sunday from 11 till 3. And so I only busk 2 nights a week. But, man, there's some really good acts, especially Meaner Pencil and Bird Courage. And then there are other people who I haven't
good
really
names.
Gotten to meet. But there are a lot of good musicians down there now. And that's how John met me. And then one time he was doing a fundraiser for his film and invited me to play in Alphabet City, as they call it. And then now he saw that I was doing a tour and I was saying, I have open dates. Is anybody out there up to anything? And then John
raised his hand.
Yeah.
And here you
said,
are.
Come out here. We can get you in the Spirited Goat and then talk to you, I guess. And said, have Joe Crow on. And here we are.
So Vice.com is a great way to go and see this documentary, which sounds intriguing to say the least.
Yeah.
But do you have a presence? Are you on Facebook? Do you have a web page? Where could people find out?
I am on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Also, my record company, We Make Music, W-E-E-M-A-Y-K. It's like a cute kid spelling.
Gotcha.
They have a web presence. He's really worked on his website, so it's a nice website. There are other artists, local Brooklyn artists. If you go to thismachinekillspurists.com, it pretty much gives
That's
a link
awesome.
To my Bandcamp page.
And, This Machine Kills Fascists, of course, was notably plastered on Woody Guthrie's guitar.
Yeah.
I like it.
But I figured my act, this is an act, consists a lot of pop standards done in an uncharacteristic way.
Yeah, when you were warming up, I had a strong sort of flavor of Leon Redbone.
Well, I'm no Leon Redbone expert, but back in the 60s and early 70s, I'm older than I look, as I said, on the TV there were variety shows, and I saw so many entertainers, like a couple of times a year, they'd be on all these different shows. There were like 20 of them on every week. And Leon Redbone would show up, and I never forgot him ever. Like, I saw him about 6 or 7 times, and I said, you know, this guy is cooler than just about anybody else.
Deeply, there's a depth to his cool.
He doesn't care. Like, he's not playing a rock and roll band, and he's playing songs nobody else is playing, but good heavens, does he have the goods.
Oh, he's so good. He played up at just up the road, just a little piece at Coast Auditorium, and at one point asked them to take all the lights down and just got out a flashlight. It was a theater, so when he took the lights down, it really got dark.
Yeah.
And he just had a flashlight in front of him and still dazzled. It was strange, bizarre, and delightful. And speaking of which, listen, we have to join, we're taking live coverage of a debate, state senatorial debate here in Ohio, so we're going to have to move on. But I would like to hear one more song, if you would.
Okay.
It's Joe Crow. He's playing tonight at Spirited Goat here in Yellow Springs. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock. And by all accounts, a great presentation will be made. And so if people wanted to find out like how to get, do you have any music that people could buy?
Oh, heavens. JoeCrowRyan.bandcamp.com has the first two CDs, This Machine Kills Purists, Volume 1, This Machine Kills Purists 2, 10-inch vinyl, TMKP 2.5.
Ooh.
And it's not online yet, but I'm carrying around with me the first copies of This Machine Kills Purists Part 3, Roman numeral 3, Part 1, subtitled No More Ironing. So if you Google Joe Crow Ryan, I'm pretty sure I'm all over the place there. That's good.
Sorry,
I love when that happens. That's one of my favorite things.
So isn't it? It's like a true measure.
So,
we only have about 3 minutes left,
okay,
so I would
I'll
love
play
to
a
hear 3
minute
you.
Song.
Would you?
Yep.
It's Joe Crow live on YSO. He's live at the Spirited Goat Coffee House here in Yellow Springs tonight at 7.
Okay. Okay. You know how you can tell if a banjo is really in tune? It doesn't matter most of the time. So I'll play this song. This is Chris from Joplin, Missouri's favorite song. He's in Brooklyn, too, now. Everybody comes to Brooklyn, but if you like to come to Brooklyn, tell him Joe Crow told you. If I was a pirate, I'd have a sword and cannon. If I was a pirate, I'd have rubies and pearls. And if I wasn't pirate, I wouldn't be in Brooklyn. I'd be down in Bermuda trying to court the swimming girls. Well, I'm glad I'm not a pirate. You know, they're only fit for hanging. Glad I'm not a pirate. They'd steal a widow's purse. I'm glad I'm not a pirate. You know, they're angry when they're sober. I'm bad enough as is, but if I was a pirate, I'd be much worse. So if you see a pirate, pretend like you don't know it. If you see a pirate, no eye contact, please. And if you see two pirates, you better change direction. Folks might think you're one of them, 'cause bad things come in threes. But oh, those swimming girls. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you for being here today. I really appreciate the diversity of what you have to
Google
offer.
Google Joe Crow Ryan. I hear it can be very enjoyable.
You can find out for yourself live and in the flesh tonight at 7 o'clock. Joe Crow Ryan at the Spirited Goat here in Yellow Springs. And I'll remind you again before the end of the day. But I will remind you also, support for all of this comes from listeners like you and from the Dayton Ballet 75th Anniversary Season Opener, past and present. That's October 18th through the 21st at the Victoria Theater. Stuart Sebastian Mozart's Dances and Sleepy Hollow are featured, accompanied by live music from the Dayton Philharmonic. Tickets at TicketCenterStage.com. We're also supported by Springfield Stage Works, presenting Edgar, A Passage Through the Life of Edgar Allan Poe, an original multimedia production at the State Theater at 19 South Fountain Avenue in Springfield. Two nights only, that's Friday and Saturday, October 19th and 20th at 8 p.m. Tickets available at the door. More information at SpringfieldStageWorks.org.